Thank you for tuning in to Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 16, Gospel, Soul, Funk, and the Ghetto Life, on WMCB LP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Now let us dig into some of that sweet groove.
The following program is presented in stereophonic sound. Please adjust your listening device accordingly and enjoy the presentation.
Thank you again, and welcome to the show, which is the 16th one and titled Gospel, Soul, Funk, and the Ghetto Life. We will be spinning all of this today, and just like in previous shows, just scratching the surface. I believe that gospel and soul music in the United States has laid the groundwork for most genres and styles of music here. Of course, gospel and soul both have evolved and built on themselves independently as time and generations move forward. Hopefully that is portrayed a little bit here. The arrangement of wax tracks dance around, through, and in the essence of this idea. Hopefully. There's a blast from the past, the middle, and not that long ago. But most important of all, get groovy and enjoy. Now those first two tracks played were the first two off the album A New Kind of Love by the Brooklyn-based Ghost Funk Orchestra. Today's show does display a soul revival that's currently happening in NYC, specifically Brooklyn. We heard Introduction and the tune Your Man's No Good. We saw Ghost Funk Orchestra and the group's brainchild, Seth Applebaum, perform in Austin, Texas at Antone's Nightclub. That is where this record came from. It is a limited edition, a pink wax run of 1,400 copies housed in a sweet gatefold sleeve. Not that limited in my opinion, but the music pressed into the wax transcends any of that nonsense. It was released in 2022 on Karma Chief Records.
You have served before. They gonna let them down. Watching their eyes go, searching for the Lord. They gonna let them down again, 'cause they wish you were theirs. Stop fights, break up the band. To move along, been getting by, done serving strangers at a lonely bar. Did you see her?
Got a Thing on My Mind by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from the 2002 album titled A Dap Dippin' with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. We just spun a 2014 remastered reissue of the album on Daptone Records. Daptone Records is located on Troutman Street of Brooklyn, New York. Sharon Jones was born and raised in Augusta, Georgia, same as James Brown. Did you hear the bass line and the horns on that track? Whoa. Did you see her by the NYC rock and soul band The Jayvons, who were also heard not that long ago on the show, but they fit so perfectly here as well. Did you see her is the B-side to the 7-inch Want You Tomorrow and on Wick Records, a subsidiary of Daptone Records. This stellar 7-inch was released in 2017 and housed in a plain white paper sleeve. I've seen them play a couple of times in the city, and I'm looking at a photo print that I had taken one of those nights. Reeling by Say She She. Say She She's track, Reeling, appears as the A-side to the 2023 7-inch on Karma Chief Records. Limited edition earth green vinyl run of 1,300 copies worldwide. The B-side being Don't You Dare Stop. I've played some Say She She on Staud's Wet Groove Records before, and I know that you know why. Seeing them perform live and unknowingly set forth a journey in their female-led, Brooklyn-based soul revival.
And to him. Good God, doing his thing. Ain't no drag. Good God, singing jive, got a brand new bag. So that Papa and the Goo, jump back and stand yourself, and make my move. And Andre, hey, 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 brand new bag. Slide, can't see myself, got it running high. Monkey, mashed potatoes, popcorn, can't stand myself, see you later, alligator. God, Papa's in the swing. It's too hip, can't help myself, doing a thing. Ain't no drag, hey, hey, hey. Come on, baby. Hey, baby. Come on. Ain't no drag. Tell me, tell me, tell me. Brand new bag. Wow. Get the band. Get the band. Oh, no. Just get the band. Bow! Said hit the band. Oh, no! Ooh, good God. The boo just hit the band. Look at him. Well, in the morning, boom, boom. Got to see you, then make it soon. Well, in the morning, the whole day. Right on, brother. Let's get away. Get back, baby. Can't stand myself, good God, sick and tired, man's up, hey, 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 brother, people, make my rap, sit down and cross your hips, make your lap, hey, go, hit me, hit me.
Papa's Got a Brand New Bag by the Augusta, Georgia raised James Brown. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag was spun from an OG pressing of the album Soul on Top. This copy of Soul on Top is a 1970 gatefold edition on the Cincinnati, Ohio record label King Records. Before that monumental moment of recorded soul, we heard Ghetto Life by the Buffalo, New York-born Rick James. Ghetto Life was played from the 1981 album Street Songs on Gordy Records. This copy is super clean and a total joy to listen to and look at. Definitely an album I suggest listening to all the way through once, especially being an American alive within a century of this musical work's inception.
Oh,
ain't no more, but I done my best.
I believe that I earned mine.
It been a mighty long time for every rest.
I believe that I earned mine.
Well, I carry all that I could bear.
I believe that I earned mine.
If a sweat was paid, I'd be a millionaire.
I believe that I earned mine.
Ooh, I've been working.
I've been working such a long, long time.
I believe I'm sitting ready for mine. Ooh, I ain't greedy, no.
I ain't greedy, but I'm in line.
Anyone ever earn a thing, I believe that I earn mine. I earn mine, yeah. There's a lot of folks who got a lot.
I believe that I earn mine.
And I don't expect everything y'all got.
I believe that I earn mine.
For every dollar I made that man,
I believe that I earn mine.
I'll be a dime closer to the promised land. Well, I ain't greedy, no.
I ain't greedy, but I've been in line.
If anyone ever earned a thing, I believe that I earned mine. I earned mine, yeah. Now, South of Bowles, you have a part of me.
I believe that I earned mine.
See, my mouth been shut too long, y'all see.
I believe that I earned mine.
I'm but so little slates in
me.
I'm sitting and ready for mine. Boy, I ain't greedy, no.
I ain't greedy, but I've been in line.
Anyone ever earn a thing, I believe that I earn mine. I earn mine.
I earn mine.
Yes, I did.
I earn mine.
Said I earned it.
I earn mine.
Yes, I did.
I earn mine.
I worked all day.
I earn mine.
For my pay.
I Earned Mine by Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens, spun from the 2014 album titled Cold World on Adaptone Records. Naomi Shelton grew up singing in the churches of Alabama, and as she became older, spent a lot of time in the soul clubs in NYC. So what we just listened to makes such wonderful sense. Other track titles on Cold World include such warm gospel soul gems as A Sinner, Heaven Is Mine, Bound for the Promised Land, and Get Up, Child. So Soon by Little Axe and the Golden Echoes was the last track played from the 12-inch compilation containing a total of 14 songs and titled A Go Devil Go. Raw plus rare plus otherworldly African-American gospel 1944 through 1976. It is on Jerome Records, which is a Spanish label out of Barcelona, ultimately releasing reissues. On the back of the record sleeve, this was written regarding our song. So Soon, Little Axe and the Golden Echoes, 1964. Little Axe's full name was Wilmer Broadnax, allegedly. Wilmer's birth name was Wilma. She passed as a man for her entire career as one of the strongest leads in gospel history, with the mesmerizingly strong spirit of a Memphis Quartet, the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, and the Golden Echoes. Her brother Wilbur, also known as Big Axe, also sang in the Echoes.
Oh, loving you, baby. When you're holding me, baby, I feel so real. When you're kissing me, baby, oh, it feels so real. I've been searching for love, moaning for love, giving everything I know. Oh, 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 baby. When you touch me, baby, my heart skips a beat. Loving you,
a long time coming. Sometime I feel that I want to go on. But baby, when I met you. Lovin' You Baby by Charles Bradley, spun from the 2011 album titled No Time for Dreaming on Dunham Records and Daptone Records. We have a 2022 reissue in front of us and released by the same labels. Charles Bradley was backed by the Menahan Street Band on this album and most others that was his music. Charles performed as a James Brown impersonator and was nicknamed Black Velvet for about 15 years until he was discovered in NYC by Daptone Records while performing, supposedly. After this, Charles started writing his own music and was sometimes referred to as the Screaming Eagle of Soul. He was born in Gainesville, Florida, 1948, and passed away in Brooklyn in 2017. Personally, I love Charles Bradley, his music and his life. Charles's voice and songwriting speaks to me and, well, my soul. If he speaks to you too, check out Charles Bradley Live on KEXP on YouTube. I just looked and one of his song performances has like 25 million views. Also, the Netflix adult animation series Big Mouth chose the song Changes, which is a Black Sabbath cover by the Screaming Eagle of Soul.
Thank you.
Bad Trip by Bo Diddley played off the 1972 album Where It All Began. We were just in the wet grooves of a 2010 reissue of the album on Chess Records. Bo Diddley was born in 1928, Macomb, Mississippi, and passed away in 2008, Archer, Florida. He influenced many artists, including big names such as the Rolling Stones, Jim Morrison, Buddy Holly, George Thorogood, and the Yardbirds. I have this album and a 1984 comp, his Greatest Sides, Volume 1 only. I need more Bo Diddley records.
Leave me on. walking one of these days. Listen to me, brother, you will hear me say, I'm a soldier.
Army of the Lord by Walter Daniels and the Del Valle Trustees from the 2021 album Have a Coffee Break With. I scored this sweet wax at Waterloo Records in Austin, Texas, where Walter Daniels is from. The record was released in Portugal by the labels Chaputa Records and Ghost Highway Recordings. On the back of the sleeve, there are photographs of Walter Daniels and the band. Walter Daniels is dressed like a warden or something in this all-white suit, and the rest of the band is wearing orange jumpsuits like they are incarcerated. There is a follow-up album from 2025 that I don't have, titled Work Release. Army of the Lord is a traditional song, so the exact origins of who wrote it are unknown. But one thing for sure is known. I thank you for tuning in and checking out Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 16, Gospel, Soul, Funk, and the Ghetto Life on WMCB LP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Groove up and get down.